Okay, here's the next section. Tuning. The reason I've left tuning till later in the CD is that in many cases when singers have problems with their tuning, it's as a result of bad technique, such as weak breath control, a closed throat, or even gripping and tension on the larynx and jaw. So the theory is that if you had a problem before, you should now have the knowledge to put it right. Strange as it might sound, if you don't sing very often or only quietly to yourself, you're probably just out of shape. Now by this, I don't mean you need to work on your love handles. I'm talking about your voice muscles. At the end of the day, the whole process of singing is the control of different muscles. And if those vocal muscles aren't being used regularly, then they're not going to work very well until they are repeatedly exercised. Other than that, tuning comes down to developing a musical ear. And regardless of your past musical ability, or lack of it, yes, you can learn to sing in tune. Singing along with a recording of a good singer is great practice if you can record yourself singing and critique your efforts. But you must be honest with yourself. If it doesn't feel or sound quite right to you, you can bet it will sound a whole lot worse to everybody else. So you've got work to do. Just as a radio or television is tuned into a particular frequency for a station or program, the voice, like any other musical instrument, must also be tuned into the right pitch so that it blends with a melody or other instrument. The pitch is the correct lowness or highness of the note. Many people have this ability naturally. They are able to hear the pitch of a note from a piano and reproduce it with their voice and then keep on retuning when the notes change. But please don't worry if you can't do this straight off. Just as many people can't do it as can. It'll come with time and practice. The simplest and most effective way to train your ear to pitch and tuning is to sing single long notes, accompanied by a strict intervalled instrument like a piano or a keyboard. You don't have to be a good piano player to do this. Simply push a piano key and try to match your voice with the note. Pick notes in the middle of your range at first, not too high or low, roughly around the pitch of your speaking voice. So, play the piano note, fix its overall sound in your head. But before you sing it, imagine yourself singing it. Over time, this imagination process produces muscle memory, which means your vocal cords will automatically know how to set themselves to produce a certain pitch in tune when you hear it. Now attempt to match the pitch of your voice perfectly to that of the piano. If the sound you make is clashing with the piano note, or simply just doesn't sound the same to you, then try sliding the pitch of your voice higher or lower until it blends comfortably. Spot check your breathing. Is the air from deep, constant and free-flowing? Do you have an open throat? Is there any tension in your larynx and jaw? If you have good tuning, you'll find this exercise quite boring. However, it's invaluable to vocalists of all abilities to train your musical ear. If you find tuning difficult, I suggest that you dedicate a great deal of time to this exercise, even though at first it might be quite frustrating. Here's an extra tip. Closing your eyes is a good way to heighten the listening sensation, to help with your tuning. So let's have a go. Listen to the singers, then over to you. Now it's your turn. Now you have a go.